Wind power. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The Community Meeting.
Welcome to the Gale Hills Town Hall for tonight's special community meeting. My name is Sarah Wattle and I'm the Mayor of Gale Hills. The issue for discussion tonight is wind power. This is a very important issue for our town. A company called Wind Future wants to erect wind turbines in Gale Hills. I know that some of you want these wind turbines to be erected and some of you are against them. So I thought it would be best if we heard from some experts. Dave is from Wind Future. He will tell you about wind power and why he thinks our town should let his company erect the wind turbines. Eva is from PAWT, People Against Wind Turbines. She believes that wind turbines will be bad for Gale Hills and she is going to tell us why. After they've both presented their points of view, we should be in a better position to decide what we want for Gale Hills. Now, please welcome Dave to the stage.
Chapter 2. The Case for Wind Power.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be here. I love Gale Hills. One reason I love this town so much is because it's perfect for wind power. Wind power is created by wind turbines. The blades of the turbine are powered by the wind, and when the blades turn, they power a generator that is inside the turbine. This generator creates electricity. There are more than 35,000 wind turbines around the world. I believe it's about time that Gale Hills has some. Wind power is a clean form of energy. The more wind power we use, the less we need to use other energy sources like coal. Using coal to produce electricity creates a lot of greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases harm the environment and could be responsible for rising temperatures around the world. If temperatures keep rising, many species of animals will become extinct. There are several ways the people of Gale Hills will benefit from having wind turbines. First, we will pay people who agree to have a wind turbine on their property. Most of these people will be farmers. A wind turbine guarantees the property owners money each year, which cannot be guaranteed by planting crops. Second, the wind turbines will attract tourists to the town. There are no other wind turbines near here, and people will be interested to see them. These people will spend money in local businesses while they are here. Third, you will have access to the electricity generated by the wind turbines. It's possible to build a wind turbine that will provide all the electricity needed for more than 700 households. So, I say to you, please agree to have wind turbines in Gale Hills. You will all benefit.
Thank you, Dave. Now, Eva will present a different view.
Chapter 3. The Case Against Wind Power.
Thank you, Mayor Wattle. I'm against wind turbines in Gale Hills for three main reasons. First, they destroy the landscape. We have a beautiful landscape with unspoiled hills. We do not want wind turbines spoiling the view. When you look out of your window in the morning, do you want to see rolling hills and running streams? Or do you want to see wind turbine blades spinning around? Second, wind turbines are noisy. The windier it is, the noisier they are. Wind Future says that Gale Hills is a great spot for wind turbines because of the amount of wind we have. That means the wind turbines are going to be very, very noisy. Third, birds and bats might fly into the blades and be killed. We have many species of birds around Gale Hills, as well as a bat colony, and we don't want to put these creatures in danger. So I say to you all tonight, please don't let wind turbines be built in Gale Hills.
Chapter 4. Think long and hard.
Thank you, Eva. And thank you again, Dave. That was a very interesting discussion. When the time comes for you all to vote on whether or not we should have wind turbines in Gale Hills, you will be well informed. I ask you to think long and hard about this issue.